His name is Dr. Dre. He's OBGYN. He's openly gay. He lives in Philadelphia. And he was on Jackie's segment on Friday. And boy, what a hot segment. Good morning once again, Dr. Dre. And thank you for taking this last minute request to come on the show.
Anything for Tom Joyner. Of course. Of course.
So we came on the show this morning in the first hour. We're talking about the Bruce Jenner transformation. Is that the correct term?
Transition.
Bruce Jenner's transition. And then people started asking questions and a lot of text questions about the surgery to remove the penis and form a vagina.
So, Dr. Dre, talking about this, Bruce Jenner in his interview with Diane Sawyer said that he was not going to have the surgery. But in the case that a man does have the surgery, can you explain to us how that is done, what is removed and put in place?
Absolutely. So let's think about top and bottom. So top above the waist, bottom below the waist. For a trans woman like Caitlin, top surgery would be like breast implants in. And facial feminization. So a plastic surgeon can do some things to the face to make her look great. And you saw her face. She's fierce, right? Looks like Janice Dickerson, right?
She really does.
Yeah.
Fierce. Janice Dickerson should
the
be
the sober one.
Yeah, I had to look twice at Caitlin. I was like, who is this? Wow. Even someone like me who takes care of the transgender population, I was like, oh my gosh, she looks amazing. So bottom surgery, the first thing you want to do is to remove the penis, part of the penis, and the testes. The sac where the balls were, can be used to make the lips of the vagina. And the clit is made from part of the penis. And the skin that's from the penis actually makes the inside of the vagina.
And that takes how long, Doc?
Usually about 4 to 6 hours.
Okay. And what kind of recovery is that?
Long recovery. You know, the biggest thing is the vagina can get small. So they have to dilate the vaginas with something called Frank's dilators. They're basically little dildos that you can put in the vagina to make it bigger and bigger and bigger. Yeah. But I always tell the girls, I'm like, you know, don't take those tall, lanky basketball players. Don't mess up your vagina. You pay so much money for it.
How long before you can test that out?
Road test.
I always tell the girls 2 months. 2 months at least. Let it heal before you test any of that out.
Now, here are some questions that came from listeners. How deep will it be?
Oh, the vagina is usually around like 5 to 6 inches, but it all depends on how much you're dilating. So the bigger dilator that you can fit in there, the bigger your vagina would be.
Will Caitlin have a menstrual cycle?
Nope.
She's
no
65.
Menstrual cycle for Caitlin. She's postmenopausal.
Thank you.
No period. No period.
Okay. How does the irrigation work?
Oh, yes. Yeah, just the same. So you use the pee hole that's in the penis, and you just readjust it to be right below the clitoris. So the penis and the clitoris is actually the same thing. You touch a penis, it gets hard. You touch a clitoris, it gets hard.
Okay. Next question from...
you love that, didn't you? Go ahead.
I'm just like looking at the radio with my... with your mouth. Okay.
Will there be a camel toe?
Oh, well, she did have kind of a camel toe on the Vanity Fair layout. So has she
had the operation, or you don't know that?
Don't know if she had the operation yet. But, yes, you can have a camel toe if you are showing yourself before you heal. The healing is going to make you, once you have surgery, you get swollen, so it has to go down.
Does he have to have his prostate checked?
So the prostate is not removed, and you need to have the prostate checked. So the way you do that, for docs out there, some education there, you put your finger in the vagina and you press downward, and that's where you're going to feel the prostate. You're
so
not
you get
gonna
two
go...
bills over that? I mean, go ahead.
You are too funny. So, yes, you press your finger down to feel the prostate. The prostate is going to be really, really small in a trans woman because, you know, they're taking estrogen, so that's going to make the prostate shrink.
So you're going in one way for if you're a woman as opposed to being a man and going in another way.
Correct. So trans, you know, means there's a difference between sex and gender. So trans women, you go in the vagina. For cis, C-I-S is a new term that everyone wants to know about. Cis means you're born the same sex and your gender is the same. So for a cis male, you would go through the rectum to fill the prostate.
646464. What about the G-spot? And will Caitlin be able to squirt like a real woman?
No, she won't be able to squirt. But, you know, women, it's cerebral. You get turned on through your mind.
And that's what a lot of guys don't understand.
It's all about that. Tell them. Tell them again. Tell them again.
They don't get it, doctor. It's all physical as opposed to the mental.
Yes, it's all mental, you know. So whoever's dating Caitlin, well, she's a lesbian, actually. She said that she's a lesbian.
But she says she doesn't. Well, as Bruce, he said that he didn't know that he's a lesbian because he's never been with a man. And so, even as Caitlin, before all of this came about. So I'm not sure how we classify
her. Okay, well, let me break it down. So sex is what, like, I deliver a baby, right? And the baby comes out. And I'm like, you have a boy, you have a girl, based off of the genitalia. Penis, boy, vagina, girl, or intersex. There's some type of variation of the both parts. And then gender is how you feel on the inside, how your brain is. If you're masculine, if you're feminine, if you think you're a girl or a boy. We know in science and medicine by age 6, these kids know who their gender, what their gender is going to be. So sexual orientation is totally different. So sexual orientation is who you are attracted to. So Caitlin is, she says she was a lesbian. She's attracted to women. So if Caitlin was attracted to a man, she would be considered straight. She's attracted to a woman, so she's a lesbian. Or both, she's bisexual. But it has nothing to do with sex and gender.
I don't understand that. I heard you explain it, but it just doesn't. Why go through all of this if you're not attracted to a man?
Because they're born that way.
Because it's not necessarily the attraction.
Oh, okay.
It's who you feel.
It's
the
way you feel that you are.
You identify yourself.
Yes. And, you know, you have to treat these people. I have 58 trans patients. You know, a lot of them have issues when they're transitioning, have issues getting jobs, and then they're, like, homeless on the street. Then they try to get in homeless shelters, and the shelters are ran by religious organizations. And then it's issues. Do we put you in the boys' side,
the
girls'
side? Do they ever call you and say they wish they hadn't done it? And
Jay is concerned about what they do with the extra stuff once they're done. He wants to know.
Do you say, Doc, what did you do?
Doc, did you throw all that out? Is there any way I can get any of that back? You ever had that?
I haven't had any patient, say that to me. But they go through a lot of, like, psych doctors to get this diagnosis of transgender.
Dr. Dre has a free ebook, 20 Things You May Not Know About the Vagina. It's drdre.com, and it's D-R-A-I, Dre. Dr.
D-R-A-I.com.
20 Things You May Not Know About the Vagina.
Yes. Download it to get some more tips about kitty care.
And we're not talking the four-legged variety, okay? Thank you.
Have fun. Bye.
Thanks, Dr. Dre.
Could he be your OBGYN, Sam?
I like a man with a sense of humor.
Well, there you go.